The three-day annual Chamai Dance Festival was held in Bethel last weekend. It draws about 24 dance groups and a few thousand onlookers every year. One of the favorite dancers each year is Scammon Bay elder Marianne Sundown. She is well known across the YK Delta and around the state for her Eskimo dancing. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Alice Criswell has the story.
Marianne Sundown's Yupik name is Aghanauchok. She grew up near the Bering Sea coast in the old Hooper Bay area called Napahayak before her family moved to Scammon Bay. Sundown says Yurak or Eskimo dancing started when the school came to their community, about the same time that the calendar came into use. She says she welcomed the dancing and she learned to yurak mainly by watching the men dance and by hearing their songs. Over the last few decades, she has been a Chamai fixture, and the crowd always cheers loudly when she takes the stage. To the audience, she looks about the same each year. Her tiny frame hunched over in a brightly colored kaspak and the usual smile on her face. At age 91, Sundown says she gets around these days using all of her strength. She says she worked very hard at Chamai this year, but had a lot of fun. Sundown says Eskimo dancing is a good, decent activity that is better than the Western or white people's dance. She says during Eskimo dancing, couples do not cuddle up to each other. Sundown says Yurak has changed a lot over the years. She said in the past, they didn't hold anything in their hands and did not wear headdresses. Even if the dancers had the headdress and dance fans, they didn't use them. She says there were not a lot of caribou to make the fans out of back then. Sundown says now people are lazy and buy their dance fans and headdresses and don't make their own. And now people have vehicles to get around easily and they don't use sled dogs for travel anymore. Sundown has 12 children, and she had most of them at home without any help from anyone. She says no one will be like her anymore. I asked Sundown to tell me about a dance song and what it means. She sang and spoke about a dance called Ayunak. She told about this family with the last name of Rag. They were floating on the ocean or river and couldn't get to shore. One of the people in the boat, before he went to sleep, and without saying anything, put a loaded gun under himself with 5 shots in it. None of the others knew this. He was thinking if they were to be crushed by the ice floes, he would shoot his family one by one and then shoot himself because he didn't want them to suffer. But they somehow got to their land safely. Sundown says someone from Paimute, who didn't go with them in the boat, made a song of this true story. Sundown's dance group made up a song called the Twist Dance Song. And yes, it includes some twisting dance moves. It is one of Sundown's favorites because she says they have a lot of fun doing it. I'm Alice Criswell.